What kind of plan? That doesn't seem like it would address your concerns. A fuck plan, I mean. Not that I'm saying no. Good morning. Malnourishment has its advantages. Anyway, if you were really this eager, you should have woken me up hours ago. Why am I yelling? Malnourishment has its advantages. Anyway, if you were really this eager, you should have woken me up hours ago. It's fine, Egbert, I can wait. I am a creature of many wants. One of them is physical companionship. Another is garbage for my body, so it continues not to die. Do you have any more of those questionably edible frozen treasure boxes? Damn, I was hoping I could finally experience whatever the troll version is of your human depression. We are a warrior species raised by preverbal monsters on a hostile planet ruled by warfaring intergalactic fish. We have no time for depression. Hey, what's this list? Is this something completely unrelated to whatever thing that was you were... I had it going good there. Hey, what's this list? Is this something completely unrelated to whatever thing that was you were about to say? Let's talk about that! Sorry for the clipping. Make the world a better place? I want some people to fear me? Wow, June, this sounds like the beginning of a manifesto. I've actually been awake since you left the bed. I took the opportunity to scour all your material possessions for evidence. Yes, I do. It's very risk-averse, too. Relax, Egbert. We've all killed each other once or twice. No, I'm just trying to make you feel better. I would kill me too if I attacked me. More importantly, I'm alive right now, which means you didn't kill me. Fussing about it is morally grubtier, navel-gazing, loose as shit. You were saying? Was this your game all along, Egbert? Woo me with trash and then con me into making your plans for you? A likely story from someone who is part Vriska. Of course I'm going to help. This is the most interesting thing that's happened to me in this lame safety coffin of a universe. Yes, June, take advantage of my skills. That makes sense. Maybe you are. You're half troll, after all. Specifically, you're half Vriska. More specifically, you seem to be half the Vriska from when you knew her, when we were stuck on the meteor, before she knew that there was a state of being one might refer to as chill. Alternia was a violent place, and it was designed that way so that we would become emotionless monsters ready to kill anything and everything for the Empire. It took us years of bickering and hugs and boring nights listening to DJ Dave Cat's illest jams to unlearn that vicious programming. It took us years of bickering and hugs and boring nights listening to DJ Dave Cat's illest jams to unlearn that vicious programming. Doesn't seem realistic to me that you'd pull it off in less than a week. Yes, it was terrible. You are focusing on the least important part of what I just said. That's because it doesn't make sense. Unfortunately, we live in a universe that allows nonsensical things to exist all the time. Once again, morally grubbed here, navel-gazing loosest shit. If the real Vriska is dead, her corpse is rotating in the cold void of space right now, absolutely gyrating with outrage at the conduct of her sequel, Vriska 2. It's both. I know you aren't her, June. If it makes you uncomfortable for me to joke about it, I'll stop. Say what's on your mind, Egbert. I already know what it is. June, can I ask you a weird question? Why do you use Vriska's quirk? I know. It's just how I talk. Sick?